Welcome to the New and Living Way Church, Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His ministers. Be blessed as you listen.
Ananaka, Oshiabana, Saika, Alimanali, Kravrofio, Ovinoyot, Vainamali Kafa, Faimanika, Te, Oyate, Te, Miocotenia, Mekatete, Mekutete, Vino Pambulo Flika Braflad Angel, Amamandanjanjan Banjel, Amananjal, I'm an angel, I'm biastavani abuk. I'm an angel, John Gialavangel. Evangel, evangel. Evangel, bimbo fishakadi amana, man of the book. I'm an angel of the book. I'm a man of the book. Maniwa katofele nkia kafati ala kafati. Swiftly to bring you the book. Cause to fly swiftly to bring you the book. I'm an angel of the book. I'm the agent of the book. I'm the angel of the book. I'm the messenger of the book. And I bring the book to you, O son of man. I bring the book. Bring the book. Even bring the book that you may chew the book. That you may ingest the book. Again, 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 again. A new measure. A new measure. A new measure of grace. Being dealt even to peruse into the book. Even to delve into the book. Even to push the envelope. Even the envelope of the understanding of the book. Even to see again. Even more clearly. Even more clearly. Even more clearly. Even more clearly. Even to speak the book. Even to messenger the book. Even to angel the book. Even to preach the book. Even to look into the book. Even to excavate. Excavate. Excavate things. Even things of Jesus. Even things of the Spirit of Jesus. Even things of the life of Jesus. Even the things that constitute the work of Jesus. Even His everlasting works. Even the everlasting works. Even the things that make for the everlasting works. Even the things that make for foundation. Even the foundation. Even the things that can call for the book. Even things that can call for the book. I cause you to look into them. To see the structure. See the structure. Even for to bring blessing. Even for to bring blessing. Even for to make blessed people. Bless the people. Bless the people that they may see. Even that you read, that they may see. Even that they may see. Even they may keep the sayings of the book. Even for to see even the blessed of the book. I have come. I have come to deliver even the blessing of the book. Even to push. Even to push new thoughts. New thoughts. New thoughts. Even new thoughts, even more clarity, even clarity to the thoughts, even to bring more, even more understanding, that men may be made quick, that you may make men quick, raise men that are quick, divine men, divine, quickened men, quickened. That man may be quickened. Even the first hearers, Ikorodu Church may be quickened. New and living way than everyone that should hear, for there is a quickening. The blessing is a quickening. It is a quickening. It's a quickening. It is the blessing of quickening. I put even the blessing of quickening in your mouth, that you may bring a quickening to everyone that should hear. And I bring the blessing of ear, that everyone will hear what the Spirit is saying. Everyone will hear what the Spirit be heralding, what Jesus is exalting, what Jesus is exalting, that everyone will be helped to see Jesus. Even Jesus. Jesus will be made manifest again. The blessing of hear, the blessing of sight, even for to be quickened, even for to quicken, even for to quicken everyone. The blessing. I bring you the blessing, Kay. I bring you the blessing. Receive the blessing. Amen. Even the blessing of quickening. Say Jesus.
Open your Bible. Father, we thank you. To John chapter 17. Amen. The words Jesus spake, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Amen. Jesus look up to heaven. Not so. I want you all to say that. All of you are not saying so. Which, when Jesus is looking up to heaven. Amen. Amen. Geographically, when you stand up and you look up, that may not be the position of heaven. Amen. So when Jesus looked up, sir, heaven there is already over us. I see that heaven as an altar. of prayer. So God designed the firmament over us so that we can constantly look and give us a reminder of an heaven that He Himself dwells. So the purpose of the firmament, major purpose of the firmament, is mainly a bastion for prayer. So anytime we look up, we gaze at the firmament, it imprints upon us that we are actually talking to someone. Because there is a covenant with the firmament. Not so. God has put a lot in the firmament. When God was showing the firmament together, not so. He also making it, what, my brother? A dependence for prayer. Is look up. So anytime Jesus will look up, He will see the Father. He's praying. And that's what God is building in us. He's building it inside of us deeply. That heavens become fruitful to us. Heaven will respond to us. Heaven becomes real to us. And we can ignite from that point. So every time we can easily ignite answers and bring down solutions, we'll look up to heaven. Amen. So Jesus lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify Thy Son, that Your Son may glorify Thee, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. This is life eternal, that they may know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. Now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thyself, own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. Can we say Amen? Shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Verse 11, now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I have come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Shout hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want us to see. Neither I pray these for, verse 20, this alone, but for them which are also believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, I am in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, as even as we are. one. Amen. Shout hallelujah. I have given them the glory thou givest me. You gave me glory. Amen. You have given me a glory. Praise God. Shout hallelujah, the heavenly man. Praise God. And I'm wondering, the tongue began to talk about book. Hallelujah. So we should. God will give us book. So that's the spirit. What the spirit said is book, 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 book. But I want to start from the theme today. The heavenly man. The heavenly man. Is there anybody who will say that?
Yeah.
And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. The glory which thou givest me, I have given them. Hebrew chapter 2. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Do I have your attention?
Yes, sir.
We are supposed to be home by now, not so? Shout hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Amen. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for everyone. Verse 6. But one in a certain place saying, testify, saying, what is man, that thou art mindful of him, the Son of Man, that thou be all the Son of Man, the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. Praise God. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, that this set him over the works of thy hands. Amen. I give the glory to God. Has put all things in subjection under his feet, for that he put all things in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. You make it him, you crownest him with glory and honor. So this was harder. The crown and the glory here was the crown and the glory of the first man. So this is generally man, the architecture of the beginning man. Design of the beginning man. Hallelujah. This, to him, this statement was made, so it was clear. From Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 2, Adam was crowned with glory and honor. When God finished making him, he crowned him with glory and honor. And Jesus had the same also. Jesus got the same glory and the same honor. Are we saying amen? Now, but Jesus also shocked me. here in John 22, it says, I have, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. That word given them. Father, verse 24, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. That they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Kai. So of course, Jesus shared the glory that God gave Adam. So he has to come that way. Now, they can't just directly just put on Jesus the glory in the book of John 17. That glory in John 17 is not the same with the glory of Hebrews 10, 2, verse 10. Crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste that for everyone. So, Jesus had glories. Not so? Do you agree with me? Jesus had glories. That is, Jesus wasn't limited to Adamic glory. And it's mandatory that Jesus will be subjected, hallelujah, to a certain particular order for the sake of the fulfillment of the scripture because of the indebtedness. And some because, partly because of the fulfillment of orderliness, ordinances. So Jesus will not have been able to unite man and God. If Jesus disregarded all things that belonged to man. So for Jesus to bring man into the glory of God, he has to take everything that the man is buying redemption for. Are you listening to me? What appertains to man, to the word man, son of man, there are things. So there was no way Jesus could discard Adam, even though he was the Lord from heaven. He came into the suit of the living soul. This is where the message of Jesus is difficult to teach. One of the most complicated subjects is Jesus. And I know I'm not making it up. It's my spirit and its caution by the Holy Ghost for me to not disregard these facts in the realm of the Spirit. That Jesus did not just assume the glory of God and disregard the glory he gave, God gave to man. So there was glory on earth before. As long as the head stands, and that which pertaineth to earth, are you listening to me? Must be fulfilled. If it wasn't fulfilled, there won't be the bringing in of the new. That which standeth must be fulfilled. So Jesus wore glories. Now, Jesus didn't give me the glory of God. The glory of the living soul. Jesus never gave us that glory. That glory expired with the species of the first man. He only fulfilled the honor of the first man and shed him off. He shed the first man. The second man eats from heaven. But the second man didn't stay heaven, didn't start heaven. He started earth. That is one thing. It's a lesson we must agree with. If not, he won't be qualified to start. Now, they didn't give birth to. There's no way you can be pregnant with an heavenly man. When they say from heaven, doesn't mean he was heaven. Jesus was heaven tampered into earth. It's a miracle. You can never fathom. Meaning, they made him completely earth. Are you blessed? Thank you for allowing me to talk. For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. For Jesus to take part in flesh and blood, meaning Jesus can die. The statement was already what? Sir? Can the statement has been made that what, sir? He can die physically. Some people don't like that statement. He can what, my brother? I'm not afraid to say all those things. Why will they run? Why did they, what, sir? They ran to Egypt. They run. Who can tell me why they ran? They sought for his life. I want to ask you, but Jesus needed help. To what? Exactly. Why didn't the angel come around him And when the soldier came, not so, sir, and blinded their eyes. Who can tell me? Who can tell me why? Why will God follow the order of a very simple, natural way? Escape. So that's why as a Christian, you should learn the way, very humble way of escaping. If they escape with your Lord's birth, life from, they didn't, you know somebody, I know some zealous Christian, you know some people who say, you know some people, when you see them, they can fail God. Am I talking to you? Who believe if it's the power of God? Do you know who this child is? Do you know how I got her, him? Do you know, have you seen Gabriel before? No, I've not seen Gabriel. You see, you are talking nonsense. Were you there when I was conceived? I conceived this child. Joseph was not, ask Joseph. Are you listening to me? The mother, who is a zealot, he will not be a man, he will not be any. Now, if this child is your child, defend your name. What will happen, sir? Devil will say, thank you. Oshé, I don't need to do any work. So that's why at times God put fearful people in certain things so that they can protect the baby. Some people are very bold. They are bolder than angels. I'm like, I love that word. I like Barah shaking his hand. My belly. Okay. That. Say it, son. A powerful man who doesn't bother about who the multitudes. Somebody can be careful and say, I have power and it's going out. My belly. Because a rule can deal with you. With all your what, my brother. When you are not Baobali. it is Indian film or Chinese film. That one man will be what, sir? When you are not Donnie Yen, am I lying to you? Let Donnie Yen come to Ikorodu. What will happen, sir? They will catch him like Jiga and hang him. Is all of those things that film, bobo film, that it does not happen. So if you know this child, you won't talk. But I thank God the parents adapted themselves to wisdom. They are humble. Don't tempt the Lord thy God. So they escape with the child. So you know some people, when you escape with the child and they know about the story, they'll be angry. They didn't allow God to prove himself. Don't worry, tell the person later, God will prove. Now, I need to answer. So some things, what will you do? Am I communicating to you? Father, I gave you praise. Eshio, praise the Lord, oh. We praise you, Jesus. So that glory Jesus inherited from Adam, expire at the cross. But there was one that could never expire. He gave that one to the church. He submitted that glory to the church. He gave it. He gave it up. You agree with me? Jesus, after this prayer, he had given up the glory. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And thou, you see, we are not just one, perfect in one. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Hallelujah. I'm sure I'm not saying something that you don't understand. All the things I've said, understood? Amen. I'm asking, understand the word thou hearest? Everybody say amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Now, I want us to get this very fact clear that Jesus went to the cross with a glory. It expired when Jesus was made sin. There was a glory Jesus had that God gave to him. So when you look at Jesus, Jesus was Adam and the heavenly man all together. Adam and the what, sir? And the heavenly man. Can we say it again? Adam and the heavenly man. When Jesus was a baby, Jesus' soul wasn't heavenly. It was earthly. Some people can laugh, boom, boom, mommy, lori, but it's the truth. Jesus' soul has not ascended up to heaven. So Jesus went through the doctrine of God on earth. The only thing was God used a curriculum for Jesus. Not so. God didn't develop Jesus the way he developed Adam. Inwardly. God used the message of earth. The new earth. When we say new earth, beyond habitat, not just only habitat, there is the stature of the inhabitant of the new earth. Adam was the stature of the inhabitants of the present earth, full Adam. But in the new earth, Adam, the new earth, Christ, is the fullness of the new earth. Revelation of Christ is God's fullness. So the man Christ, I want us to say that. The man Christ. Say it again. But he humbled himself. And I will tell you, are you ready for me?
Yes, sir.
All the glories of heavens that Jesus had, another glory supersede over them. Not better was imposed on him. I just want to show you the garments Jesus wore. Jesus was Adam. Say that to me. All of you shout it, sir. But at transfiguration, that was not Adam. That was the everlasting man. I was transfigured before them. His face did shine as the sun. A raiment was white as the light. This was not living soul Adam. Behold, this is and behold, there appeared unto them Moses, Elijah, talking with him. Thank you. So it wasn't that transfigured man. He now told them, don't let the Jews know this. I charged them not to tell anybody. So Judas Iscariot didn't know about this experience as of the time it happened. Who knew? Only the tree. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell this vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. So the three told the rest what happened. Why, sir? Why tell no man? If the Pharisee knew that it was what happened, they will recline or recoil in killing him. Thank you so much. At times you should be able to tell as a preacher that certain statement can cause a damage in running of the will of God for your life. So keep some things. God taught me, keep some things. Learn to keep your secret. I was praying and the Lord spoke to me, keep your secret. Keep your secret. Keep your secret. There are certain secrets I can't share with you. It's my secret. The one that you are supposed to know, I will share it with you. Before I can share my secret with you, I must have trusted you very well. I will have checked trust in your soul. It's not because you are very close to me that I trust you to a great degree. I weigh trust. I should be able to tell 20 years down the line, you won't be able to betray me. Jesus knew who to betray him. When you know soul, you can tell which one. You can tell it when you understand, when you have everlasting life in you, you will be able to judge all men. You will know them. You will know soul. Can I communicate that to you? Say amen.
Amen.
We give glory to God. I give you glory. 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 I give you all the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. This is what I'm saying. Armed robbers can come to a place, not so, ready for to steal, not so. My son, not so. In a place, not here. And they have guns. And then they can wear a ladra garment. But inside it, what is there? Bulletproof guns. And the ladra garment is to allow them what, have a passageway. But who are they, sir? So there was an outer garment that covered the real person and the profession and the avocation which they are engaging in. So when Jesus came to earth, he grew to a certain place. Hear me. He grew to a certain place that Jesus has to cover him. God, heaven has to cover him. He covered him with the glory of Adam. But beneath was heaven that Jesus has taken. So you see, Son of Man calling God Father. 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 Everyone say Father. So Jesus had glory. Those glories are in men for to be demonstrated on earth. When Jesus turned water to wine, what did the Bible say? He showed forth his glory. What glory is that? That can turn water to wine. Is Adam. It's a living soul glory. If Moses can turn water to blood, Jesus is only just water up in a pot. A river became water. Then you know that it's still limited. When Jesus shone on transfiguration, that was not Adamic. That was the glory of an heavenly man. Jesus became heavenly before death. I have one proof. No one had ascended up to heaven. But the Son of Man, which is in heaven. You can't be in heaven. Adam had risen. John the Baptist arose and got to a place where he got to a place where he had risen to a point. But he said, he that is on the earth speaketh earthly things. He that is above all. Hallelujah. And whatsoever things is heard is shown to him. He that cometh from above is above. He that of there speaketh is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He, I love the word he. In referring to he is only to sons. It's son. But this one is not head son. This season, this time, Jesus was no longer a baby. He was no longer a child. Jesus has arisen to his status. He has taken heaven. I'm not hearing you say amen. Amen. Jesus was present where? In the heavens. Praise God. Jesus had pierced the veil in the heavens. Jesus entered into the veil. But Jesus wasn't yet perfect to cleanse heavens. His father's intention was that. He will get to a place where his blood will be a reagent for the sin of the whole world. He will clean sin from the heavenly things themselves. Something, patterns of heaven should be purified. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these. But the heavenly things themselves, along the word, heavenly things themselves, with what, my brother? So when they say heavenly things themselves, there are things in heaven that need to be purified. So let's see the things he purged in heaven. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Then chapter 1, verse 3, being the brightness of the glory, the brightness of his glory, express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged where? So what is our sins there? What did he purge? Our sins. What were they? Heavens. It means the sins are heavenly sins. How did he become heavenly sin? Ask me. We are on earth, but we are actually doing heavenly things. And it registered there. If it was limited to where the cross will have dealt with it. But Jesus knew there is still remaining heavenly registration of things called our sins. So Jesus went up to heaven to purge what? Our sins. All of you know how our sins are heavenly. Not so. All of you know. So it means Satan trained men to be some kind of heaven. Negative heaven. Now it took men downward. That's an heaven. The net height nor depth. Depth is the opposite of height. From earth to high, from earth to the depth. God bless you. How did I say it? So from earth to death is from earth to a fallen heaven. Open your Bible. Revelation 11. And the beast which arose from the ascended. Are you saying this? Ascended. Is there in chapter 11? The beast who ascended from the bottomless pit shall make war with them. Sorry, lady. Okay. When they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of where? What shall he do? Are we ready? If earth is stronger than death, why are those who go to earth are held down by something stronger than them. The earth is not as strong as air. And heaven, earth is not as strong as heaven. Earth is just a middle point. Heaven is stronger than hell. Hell is stronger than earth. If hell is allowed to come here, what will happen to everyone? So where did the hell got its strength from? It used to be what, my brother? Is there anybody who likes what I'm saying? Now you can help me. Can you tell me the tower up to heaven, Babel, what is it? Is building hell upward. Is making hell ascend to heaven. So that city was not a city. Is the color of hell. The cement of hell. They didn't get stone. Let's see what they used. I wonder why this material. What is slime, my brother? Huh? And they said one to go to let us burn, make brick. Let's make brick. And what do we do to them? Isn't that what burn thoroughly? It's hellish. Instead of stone, they had brick. They didn't choose stone. Then slime as what, sir? What join it together is slime. Everything they use. Donapo, you are an engineer, isn't it? Can you tell me, stand up? What is slime? Just describe it in your own way for us. Give me a microphone. He's a wonderful young man. I'm happy he has grown. Some guys that have run away, they didn't grow. You know what to do.
No, it's okay.
Anything. I'm not saying, don't spiritualize. Don't, it's natural. Just yeah. This slime is. It's slime cement.
No, sir.
Bitumen. Hey! What is slime?
Yeah, like you said, sir.
Bitumen.
Bitumen. So bitumen is gotten from the earth crust when they are excavating hydrocarbons.
That's right.
Like petrol, natural gas, then petrol, perhaps diesel, naphtha. Then bitumen is at the core, is more dense and darker than.
It's the last thing after you crack oil.
Crack, yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Yes, so I'm grateful to you. Thank you for that. So it's the last product. The last product. They call it what's that? Slime. That's not the use for your tire. Yes. It is from bitumen they make your Michelin or Dunlop tire. Bitumen. It is dark. Black. Who gave it to them? Pastor Moses, what are you reading there, sir? Okay. He says, as what, my brother? It's coming out. Pressure is pulling it. That tell you, hell is trying to. And what is rising is what, my brother? It's a pit. It's like, this message just opened today. So they use hell to build. Somebody was talking to them. Use this. Use this. So that they build it even physically. Will carry a definition that hell is ascending. So they partnered with hell. They brought hell out of the head. They let the head and begin to take it up. And God said, this thing must not be here. Hell should not take over the head. Our mommy, thank you for listening to me. Our daddy, thank you for. Amen. Hallelujah. I think I mentioned this. Why did I mention this? I was talking about the heavenly man. Then I was talking about inverted heavenly man. So that beast, Antichrist, where did it come from? So someone can ascend. It means he condescended there. It descended to land. So there are things a man can learn. You can learn head and go to head. You see, there are two ways of going to hell. The first is, when you die, your spirit went to hell. But there's another way, your soul going to hell. So anybody who has gone to hell before his body falls and dies, you have attained what is called great death. You will never leave hell. What did they say? Your soul is as black as hell. Meaning the guy has war beauty men. He has rich wealth, sir. Debt, man. Black. When you see some soul, by certain things some people are doing, you can condescend and learn heaven. Like you can go heaven and learn heaven. So, this is it. Mommy said it. Mommy talked about learning yesterday. So, we can learn the church from earth is to ascend. When you have church here, the reason for church is not for solving. Church is not meant for what? taking care of the needs hell created. So hell created needs. So to delay you. So they discover, okay, no problem. We've taken the earth. We've gotten them to be dead. So what do we do? And I unleash. Can you unleash needs? Create a world where they will ever be in need of things that will not allow them to ascend. Then Jesus came to us and said, seek ye first. And what again? And what will happen to this thing? And Jesus is saying, stop seeking these things. I want to show you something. When miracle takes place, and people, do you understand the meaning of what I'm saying? First of all, I'm sure you are laughing. Can you tell me why you are laughing? I wanted to pass a feeling. I'm sure he caught it. Give it to him. Let him shout hallelujah. Oh, by Arabi. I'm going to talk it.
I think the impression I got,
yes, sir,
is we see it as God at work. It's like this is what God is doing, and this is what I am enjoying. God is doing something great, and we are not able to see through that.
I don't want to see all those who are around the miracle of Jesus. All glory. Now they are exempting themselves from the doctrine. Come and ascend. After they shout glory, finish. So they got, some of them gather around the teaching, they are hearing a sower went to sow. And so maybe the first person came, somebody invited somebody. Say, what is he saying? No, and I don't think they talk. After nine go to miracle. You don't pay now. You won't see miracle. I know I'm on. You don't pay. We are not the follower. Miracle, no danger. This man. So what is the seed? Now we are pathway, a long way. Which one is that one? That's why I know the light tell you Tom something. I can't, no miracle you can't see. Wait for him. With the all endure. That's why they talk. After him talking, talk finish. Even I said that talk said now in the wine the miracle. Let him talk. Are you seeing miracle seeker? Plenty. But Jesus attends to them. If it were you that have ascended, some of us will get angry. When you see state and the response of men. But Jesus was too powerful. He will attend to needs. I want you to see one of our brother that God anointed to pray. See the purview. Not even view. Per participation. We don't understand. By what, sir? The amount of people praying. Everybody. That tells you that how many per millions Muslims are joining. You'll be surprised that Alfa Mashinashi, they participate in the prayer. Outside people, Secretly, they are what, sir? Now, how many we are teach word of righteousness? Let that pastor, my wonderful brother, that wonderful soul being that God raised to do that. Let him one day just said, today is not miracle. We are not going to pray today. Today, open your Bible. The spirit lusted against the flesh. And the flesh lusted against the spirit. Labor not for the meat that perisheth. The first day, what happened, sir? The first day, something, maybe if it is 48 million, it will be 39 plus something. Then the ones that remained and left, Shotipari, they are waiting to join back. Out of them, this guy is wasting time. Anointed don't leave, pastor, all this thing. Oh, anointed don't leave. But that anointing don't power of Simo. Agbara don't leave, pastor, this thing. Agbara don't leave. Let's be praying for him. Oh. Let's be praying for him. Whole prayer meeting for him. Oh. Second day. Huh? Third day. You know, Paul said, I wrote to the church at Ephesus, and the faithful in Christ. It's only the faithful that you see that remain. Even that those faithful, after a prolonged teaching, my pastor may not see anybody anymore. So I believe God wants him to keep praying. That's the anointing on him. You see how many people responded to that prayer call. And a lot is happening. Some people will get born again there. It's an evangelistic WhatsApp. It's a systemic net to harvest souls for God, for the kingdom. So, you should understand it. And understand that the move of God in that direction. Can we shout hallelujah? Are we saying amen? Sorry, everyone. So Jesus was an heavenly man. I'm following this thought. Who was he? He was heavenly. No one has ascended up to heaven, but the only begotten Son. Give it to me, John. No man ascended up to heaven. He that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is where? In heaven. So, is the Son of Man where? In heaven. The Son of Man. No man. Ascension to heaven is not a man's journey. Elijah did not ascend into heaven. He went into heaven. Moses was taken into heaven. Ascension is your soul. So no man had ascended up to heaven but the Son of Man which is in heaven. So Jesus is the Son, was the Son of Man that was in heaven at this time. Amen. Now, hello. Imagine somebody who is in heaven was now given the glory of the earth. He was crowned with glory and honor. It's not actually a crowning. It was an intentional covering to keep him hidden, keep him on the earthly terrain. God gave him glory. And that glory, I said, is the glory of the everlasting man. Amen. No, that heavenly ascension was the glory. So Jesus had glory in his soul. There was glory God gave to Jesus. I have a glory with you. Amen. So glory is the substances of worth in a thing, the materials of worth in a thing. Gold is a thing. What makes gold valuable? So if it's valuable, so it worth it. There is a worth of gold. That's why it's sellable at a price that is highly competitive in market. So the glory of gold, so the worth of gold, is in the gold. Break the gold, turn it into sand. You have gold dust. Bring it together, but heat it up, it will come together. So he will say, how can I get the glory out? The glory is in the character of the molecular design. There's a way why gold will be showing luster and shining is a thing. There is something about the karat of gold. The word karat is from the word. Is a short form of character. So the character of gold is in the DNA of gold. So God puts glory there. We used to have glory as men within us, but somebody was able to drink the glory off and turn us pale. That when they saw us again, when he had worked on us, we lost all the glory. So we are not worth. It's shown in the way we behave, in our search, in what, my brother? In our seeking. The things we seek does not show that you have a person, you're a person of glory. So that tells you your ember, your nature, your thirst, your hunger tells who you are. What you look after is what your nature crave for, the craving. So that tells you lust is a very powerful tool. It's the strength of the adversary. It's the power of the devil. Everyone shout hallelujah. If luck takes a man, lust will eat man gradually until it will leave nothing in a man. It spread like canker. It takes over the person and eat a man up and consume your warmth. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory thoughts. Glory thoughts. Glorious thoughts. Glory sense in dividing scriptures. Glory judgment for judging even by glory wisdom. Glory sense. Glorious discerning, yea, of my things, even things that are secret, showing you secret. You are vain to touch a secret, to touch a secret, to touch a secret, to touch a secret that you ought to know, that you ought to find, even on your way to exploring the book. A glorious spirit is upon you. Yea, for to bring glorious thoughts, glorious thoughts, glorious sense, glorious discerning of scriptures for glorious knowledge, even glorious understanding.
We shall come. Amen. Thank you. So always something is one of the definition of glory is, like I said, the worth of a thing. When a soul is no longer glorious, you say, okay, this soul has lost worth. One of the way you test a glory in person is to see, is this soul saved? How do I mean by his soul is saved? How deep and how well Satan's workings of death is gone in a soul. So the rate at which the soul is responding to weaknesses of the devil, infirmities of the devil. When a soul can't resist lust, we say this soul's life is weak. Then it's okay, this soul, an ability to adapt quickly to ephemera. You say, okay, this soul has lost sense of glory. So the definition of glory has been changed by the devil on the earth. So Satan raised certain high things, call them glory. He called money glory. He called fame glory. There are things he called glory, he called knowledge glory. He called, are you getting me? Things he called glory, and we call them glory, and they make us feel glorious. Until we lose those feelings and shelve those things and put them to where they belong. Until we're able to count them the way they ought to be counted. If Adam were to come to earth and look at earth, he will weep and say, this is not the earth I used to know. Pastor Larry, Satan committed all manner of atrocities atrocities, all manner of concupiscences, all manner of iniquity. It changed many things, sold it to man, and his determination is that man should not come back to glory. Are they known that the Lord has ordained that wisdom will be a means to glory? Hallelujah. They will not have crucified the Lord of glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. Had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The Lord of glory. The Lord of glory. What do they mean by Lord of glory? The Lord of glory. The commander. The commandeer of glory. The one who can give it. The one who have access to it. The one who knows what it is. The one who owns it. The one that can share it. The one that can convey them. The one that can bring them. The Lord of glory. The Lord of glory. In terms of glory, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. When it comes to glory, commodity, understanding, wealth, treasure houses, where glories are kept, nothing that the Lord is ignorant of concerning glory. So you see that Jesus came to earth to aid man, to teach man to seek glory and get glory. So those who follow him till the hand on earth, he left glory on earth. So Jesus taught the disciple. One of the ways Jesus did it is just a law. Law of commitment. So those disciples have to obey him to a dimension that will show heaven that men are worthy of glory. So he gave it to them, but they didn't receive it. He only gave it to them. So he must leave something for someone or some people. He mustn't take it away. He must give it to them to go get another. So what he gave to them was the glory in the heavens. Hallelujah. What did I say he gave to them, son? He gave to them the glory in the heavens. When your mind is glorious, you will have an impartation of wisdom that will keep you within the safety, are you getting me, of salvation. You won't get out of glory part. When you have glory, wanting glory, glory is a teacher. Glory is an endower. Glory helps you to be saved. Because you have glory, you have discernment. I hope I'm talking to you. Because you have glory, you have ascended. When you have glory, you'll be able to see matter in their true sense. You'll be able to judge between that which is not holy and that which is holy. That which is profane and that which is not profane. And that which is common and that which is not common. You'll be able to tell differences as Satan lays them. Because right now, Satan has actually defined matter in a different way and sent things on earth and collect those things, are you getting me, the way they were not called. Satan put wood here and called it glory. Satan has molded earth and they call it glory. So you think it's gold, but that's not the gold. The gold men are looking for right now is not gold. It's actually a fallen head. It's hay. is stubble. He perfected the work. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Is anyone saying amen?
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, before he was leaving the earth, he said to the Father, the glory that you gave me, I have given them. I have given them. So that tells us purpose of church is that glory should be delivered to everyone that come to church. I can tell you, glory is actually the commonwealth of Israel. You should be coming to church and you are getting glorious. As long as if I'm getting glorious, you know, I don't have a car. Oh my God. That is that thing. It's that exaltation. It is that exaltation. Is that exaltation? Is that what, son? All of us are not saying that. What is the exaltation? What Satan exalted is they are actually very strong pillars of hell that has crumbled the judgment of men. They are standing. Hey! Glory, glory, are ye? Ogo, ogo, ogo. Not so, sir. Governorship is ogo. Meanwhile, it's not in, sir. It's not ogo. They are not ogo. Pastor, working with the United Nations is ogo. But go to United Nations in Vienna when they are doing their end of their year party. Orgy, homosexual, are you getting me? Lesbianism, all kinds of evil, fallen flesh in high places of the earth. That's what it's really meant for before. And they are the one promoting law. You can't talk against, are you getting me? Transgender, the LGBTQ, if you are working there, they will make sure you don't do that. They were not like that. They entered there. They entered there. One of our brothers who told me, work with the, is it World Bank? Or IMF or so? He said they only brought one gay man many years ago. One! They brought him into that place. And before you know, he started bringing them. He was sent there. And filled the place with them. So anybody who is straight is careful. The devil sent him there. You know, this thing is not an ordinary move. The devil felt it's enough. The devil brought some evil out of his treasury. So it's high time. I can no longer pretend. There are gay demons. Baba, less pressure, lati joy. Educate me. They are in hell. Left one laye. Another demon say, oh, he will now let still until we are taken out of the way. I want straight land, but badly, you see. We can't. We want straight men, not gay men. After some time, they won the war. Straight demons give way. Am I lying to you? You know, there are demons that they walk within the natural gate. But some are more wild than that. Because demons are in different category. When you cast one out, you go and bring seven that are what's up. Deadliest. Our Laru and our area boys. Talon disturb where she go. Yakari one. Let's see who is disturbing you. Let's see them. Show them to me. Everybody say amen. Demons. They invade an area to drive those seven. Praise God. It will be difficult. God just sent Trump. Look at how Trump head is. And God will still keep him. He's not finished his job on earth. Do you know he's not speaking against the The gay people. I'm not lying. But they are, all of them, what happens? They are adjusting. Everybody is what? They are adjusting. You say the government is for common sense. It's not... Somebody will just wake up here, I'm marrying a man. Is saying, I'm marrying a man. So you wonder why. Something is gone wrong. Glory is glory. When you are removing glory from man, judgment change. When a man is depleted with from glory, his judgment change. Then that tells you and I, no matter the level of the natural plane you attain, is still very dangerous. So there is a descension into hell. So the Antichrist descended, went into hell. His soul went down. Then a time came, his soul ascended. When he ascended, it was given, for the word ascension is empowerment, strength, power, governance, reign, rule. He's coming up to take power. Jesus ascended into heaven. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that come down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Can you say, I will ascend into heaven? Why should I ascend into heaven? Who can tell me? What is it for, son? Is to be in heaven. Is for you to take of the inhabitants of heaven. Now this is the restitution of all things. This is the preaching of the gospel. This is the intention of the Father that people are sent from hell and come into heaven. This is the gospel. It's all about attaining heaven. The previous preaching about heaven is, when I die, prepare yourself. You don't know the time you will die. No. That's not the gospel. That's not the gospel. The gospel is, you see that, even for good, holy men, Satan arranged ignorance for them. The gospel is, use here, use this place to change. My lifetime on earth is a gift. Use it well. Use it to gain status. I will use this time to gain status because there is provisions, storehouses for heavenly things reserved for you that are in heaven. They are not just in heaven, they are heavens. Can you tell me what is in each habitat? Who can get? Who knows what is in an habitation? Earth, heaven. Can you tell me what is the things there? If you don't know, I would let you know. I know you know, but you may not know. That's what I desire of you. Things in the habitation. Say it. I'm not hearing you. Are we saying it? Which habitation? Something is there. The first thing, the thing, is those whom they gave the habitation to. That is the inhabitant. The habitation belonged to an inhabitant. So the reason why God made earth is for who? Is for those who dwell there. I've not finished. Can I go ahead? Pastor Naibe, you have bought the image of the earthly and you are changing your image from earthly to heavenly. So just think, because you've been familiar with an earth, can you tell me what are the things one ought to take from here? Okay, what is the thing here? What did I just say about habitation and inhabitants? I didn't frame the question very well.
You said, correct, that the habitat is framed for the inhabitant.
It's framed from the inhabitant.
For the habitat. Now, I didn't get the other part, so I'm trying to frame get your question, sir.
You've done well, sir. The habitat,
yes,
is framed
for the inhabitant.
Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? How well can the inhabitant use the habitat? I've been having some kind of unease in my spirit, and oftentimes, when I have that, I need to pray. So I've been praying since. And the reason why I'm praying is so that I will receive it. So at times when I'm praying, I am actually laboring also, so that I won't miss it. If not, I can preach and miss it. The reason why there is a check on lack of peace is for me not to race too quickly, so that I won't miss the blessing. But now the thing is beginning to what? I've been interceding, come. This is one of the things we are waiting for. Yeah. There is a law of habitat and the inhabitant. You, an inhabitant himself, for of an habitat, are the limitation with the habitat. There is a law, and that law must not be violated by the inhabitant. No inhabitant should fall into his habitat. That tells us the habitat is lower than the inhabitant. Now don't dig the habitat and borrow hope there. Use it. Use it. Open the Bible. Hebrew chapter 2 is there. Not so. Verse 5. For unto the angels that did not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak, the habitat should not overcome the inhabitant. They should be brought under your feet. So it's not a world you should dig into and stay there. So the world to come. Even the world to come. By the time we get there, it shouldn't overcome us. As I've been praying, I've had unrest, but now it's going. Amen. Not because of evil. But I believe things, they want me to get something. It's a narrow passage. Something must come and say, God wants us to get it. He said there is a, it means there is a limitation to your relationship with your habitation. Don't fall into your habitation. Let's see it. It's actually the law of God. Not so bad, Tope. Thank you so much. It's a law of God. While I was praying, praise God, the teaching of yesterday, immediately as I bowed my head to pray, I started seeing something. Hallelujah. As they say, I call it the spiritual inner vision I saw. I began to see things happening. God was explaining to me how to fall. Not so, sir. Yes. Show Baluna and bow. I saw it. Give me Matthew or any of the temptation of Jesus. Satan took him to a great high mountain and said unto him, exceeding high, show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Saith unto him, all these things have I given thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. All that. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship who? The Lord thy God. And him only shall thou serve. Satan used the word, fall down and worship. So Jesus started with the word worship and service. But it's clear. Jesus responded to him, first of all, and said, I'm not going to worship because is only God thou shalt serve. So what he's saying there, whom I serve first is whom I will eventually worship. Let's see something. fall down and worship me. You remember what John did? What does he want to do? Yes. Give me Revelation 22. I just saw these things and heard them. And when I had seen, I fell down. So to worship is falling down. I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. I fell down. Satan said, fall down. Jesus used the word serve. Revelation. And give me, please, I hope you are hearing me. God does not want anyone who will worship habitats. Exodus 20. Thank you for staying. And God speak all these things, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no what? It's before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or likeness of anything that's in heaven, that's in the beneath, that's in heaven, that is in the earth beneath, and that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor serve them. I, the Lord thy God, am what, sir? So Jesus, the law is warning them against habitation. Don't fall into your habitation. So it's clear the worship Satan is raising is using the habitat to war against the God of the habitat. The war is that take out God, implant another. So any graven image. In those days when eyes were not open, our people used to be primitive. We have all manner of sculptural God. But these days the gods are different. When we stop them, then we are faced with the real gods. And these gods are gods in our habitation. And it's clear, these are the gods in our soul that we seek the help of these fallen gods for. Those ones are not God. Anything called God is anything that is your life. Thank you. My brother, we have images, not so. And where are they from? But where are those images from? They are here. They are of the earth. Let me just, for example, the glory of medicine. Neurosurgeon. Some people say, stop that. That is vocation. It's not a vocation. What is this, son? Is one? Image, glory. And you can be hit, but don't let it be you. You can wear that jacket, but don't let it stick. When you are a neurosurgeon, if you are not careful, it will sap your strength for seeing God as God. That's when brain is too developed. A highly developed brain is ungodly. Without a God capacity, the brain should not be more than the heart. When you see your child is very intelligent, you can't do anything about it. The best thing is, equipped his soul with Jesus, a lot of it. Give him so much of God that in 20 years he won't be able to remove it. The child will grow to knowing, loving God. You know, some children grow, then they learn to hate God. Spirit will hijack them. Use that thing. So anything Satan can use, go and check it, is from your habitation. Nothing you will become here on earth, as in the natural, they are all hewn from this habitat, the invisible profession that you can't catch, but people, they are in the soul. Amen. Somebody who is digging ground, whoa, is less pay. Somebody will be walking inside Asia and is receiving more money. His mind is cool. So the brain is paid more than the body. You can sweat and your back is almost broken. And then they will just, somebody will say, how much is it? They will price you. Brain work, they will have paid before even. Praise God. Is anybody happy tonight?
Yes,
sir. Am I teaching you something about heavenly?
Yes, sir.
Pastor Tosi, can you tell me what happened to evil spirits? Why they drove them from heavens?
What happened to them was the fact that
they are not jesting, you're just funny. Nobody is making fun of you or something.
Okay.
I say the question is that why did they drive evil spirits from heaven?
Okay. They sunk into the habitation.
That's right. They abused habitation. The word abuse means abnormal use. There are no angels, listen to me, that is sent on errand, then they saw beautiful girls and decided to stay with them, and they might have turned back because the women are so beautiful. Ah! In Gotten Yomini, on Jerry, they waited for them in heaven. You know the way they paint the picture? There was nothing like that. There is no beauty in a man that can attract an angel to marry you. They see your element. They see how frail that body is. Decay body. An angel, join it? No. So I don't know where people got that fallacy. And the sons of God came. If you see some of these American eschatologies and the Nephilim and Aphthalim, Easterlim, forget those names, Flephthalim, all of them, called Lim, Nim. Are you getting it? Everybody say amen. Simple. I have one of my friends, a preacher of it. He wanted to, he said, I want you to, after I finish preaching, he said, you are proven to me. It's true. They are not angels, they are men. He said, they are men. He said, they are men. They are not angels. They are not angels. I was teaching about Mami Water, and there is something called Mami Water Spirit. Some of you believe that thing also. Everyone said Mami Water. All of them are angels. Some boys just enter water to go and be deceiving boys. Some angels enter water. They are deceiving people. Are you getting me? There's a way that they manipulate water. It's a lie. They are just, who are they, sir? There's nothing called body angel, fish angel. There's nothing like that. Open your spirit. In the spirit, angels are what? It was those, I don't know the word to use, sir. Those things came after so many, many fall of a man. In the Bible, it's called Dagon. It's the god of the Philistine. Half man, half fish. Dagon. Men drew that god. Satan painted that picture of the image of that god. And man and men accepted it. Dagon. And to evil spirits, there is a meaning. It's a name of a god. Those who worship the god, they know the meaning of that half man, half fish. Amen. You get me? Very easy. The god of land and sea. Not so, Pastor. Moloch. What is Moloch? Cow. Golden cow. What is that cow? Who can tell me any of that? Pastor, you're a priest. No, I want you to. You know it. I've said it before. You can even define it more than me, sir. So I think I don't know. I know your powers, all these boys.
Pastor Mike gave me an insight.
Okay, sir.
It's tilling the head.
So tilling the head. A tiller.
Of the head.
Pastor Mike.
So, you've taught it before, somewhere. So, you said that the cow is an animal that is used to plow. And the gold that is there is like the finest of earthly metals.
Mm.
So, how by natural efforts you can get to your best? That's what the golden calf actually summarizes.
You think of the tabernacle of Moloch, the star is the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of their god figures, which you are made to worship them. I will carry you away far beyond Babylon. It means there is a star that acts on that. What, my son? Exactly. So an angel that is working on that, if you are not, the word that tabernacle means how a man should look like to be able to house this operation. So, a star leads Moloch. A star will lead Moloch. It's one of the gods of Egypt. So, you can say the purpose of God is to bound man on the earth. So Satan bounded man, bound many men, all men on earth with gods. God of effort. All kinds of gods. So for you not to keep the image of the earthly, fallen earthly man, not of the first man, the earth. So we cannot ascend into heaven and become an heavenly man. So of course the heavenly image was that the first man that ascended into heaven was Jesus. No one else did, but Jesus, he was able to get the heavens. I told you he started from the head, but he was able to ascend into, he had a breakthrough into the heavens. And what did he get in heaven? Image and likeness. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. So, the work which they gave him to do. What work? Easy. verse 22, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. So the glory you gave to me, I have given them. The work you gave me to do is the glory which you want me to do. I walk the walk. Not so. I have finished that walk. I have walked the walk. The work they gave to Jesus to do on earth, not so, was the glory of God in a man. Thank you, sir. Meaning God raised Jesus to walk glory in himself. For Jesus to do it, it means a man has gotten the work done. So now the work can be given to others to do. So when I gave them the glory, is I giving them the glory? They gave them the glory. Not so? Say amen. Meaning I have what? Giving them, passed it over to them to also get it done. So they can get it done. So all I did on earth was, you took time to give me a work, a job, and I have done it. There's a blueprint. I did it. I finished it. I have done it. Praise God. I'm not hearing you say amen. And I have become it. So this work, what can you call it? Is there anybody who can call it? Tosi. Work of glory. So let's name it, because it's a work. What is the work? Work of glory. Not so, sir. Okay. I will call this work the work of the everlasting spirit. The work of the everlasting spirit. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God. He is the everlasting King. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God. An everlasting King. And an everlasting King. That word, everlasting King. Please know these names. Everlasting King is a king in undying. He has a crown. Not so. He's not just my king. He's higher than you. What is a king in? And a king of is... is a king of a material that can pass away. Did I convey it nonsense? So he is a king of everlasting things. And because he's a king of it, he's got the life. So when you meet him, he's not an apprentice of everlasting life. He's a king. Means he's got it. When somebody is a king, he's a king. He's a king. So he's a king. Meaning he's a conqueror in it. He has conquered those materials. He knows how to wield them. He's got mastery. Very strong crown over those, of those things. So Satan is a king of death. He knows how to kill. But what of God? Of life. So Satan does not know how to be everlasting. He doesn't have it. But God has it. He knows how to arrange materials, how to formulate material. He knows how to, are you getting me? He can derive an empirica of how a material should stay everlasting. Why, how a material should last. He knows what to do about things. He's seeing them. So he can hold them. He can draw them. He can weave them. He can make them. He can give them to you. He can order them to come to you. That is why he is the true God. Not so. He is a God that is true and is a God that is living. When they say Jesus, you are the Son of the living God. So this God, say amen,
amen,
is in heaven. Put your own hands up for. He only lives there. He's in the heaven, but not in their heavens. He's in heaven. When you get there, you see him there. But he's not in that heaven. In the heaven, he has his own heaven that is staying in. So he's got an heaven around him. Oh, hey. Being born again, also, to an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that where? Reserved where? Is it this heaven? If you go to this heaven, you won't see it. Where is it, my son? Is an higher heaven that is in that heaven. The very heaven itself. There is an heaven. I have not scrolled down, but it's still together. It's there. It's there. So when you go to the heavens of angels, you won't see these things. Hello? So you shouldn't just, oh, say somebody is an heavenly man. You're not just going to be in heaven. You should talk heaven. And we should know by the, are you getting me? Capacity of your soul. The wealth of your worth. Are you heaven really? So you say, okay, I'm going to heaven. They are so holy, but they don't know heaven. They don't talk that heaven. So, there is a conversation that gives you out. Hello? Because of what is inside me, there are certain things I can't do. Not so. I can watch Nigerian match. Heaven doesn't stop me enjoying it. But there are certain things that many, many Christians are doing. Heaven will not allow me to do it. I knew it's actually a transgressing against that state. Certain things you shouldn't do. Every realm where priests are, there are things that are against, I call the law of the Levitical priesthood. Priest to Israel, not so. Priest in the realm of the covenant to Israel. Priests actually are beings of heavens. They are in the heavens of the covenant of the Jewish. Look at how they are clothed, the color. Purple, blue, red, scarlet. They are all three heavens. That's their dress, white. Now, white is the primary color, which means the first. The background. Are you getting me? Then you move into the blue, then the purple, then the scarlet. Those are the gifts of the priest. That's their wearing. That's how they should be arrayed. So when you are dealing in terms, dealing with the priests in their transaction, you are dealing in the terms of those things that they have inherited. So what God gave the priests of Israel, the lineage of Levi, was heavens. Then he gave Israel. What did he give to Israel? He gave them heads. When they got to the promised land, he didn't give them anything. They removed hurt from their hand and gave them heavens. And then gave them and top it with a blessing of judgment. Tumim and Urim. He gave them light. When God is giving you light, is blessing you beyond your habitat. For you to remain inherited more than your habitat. Because light controls and rules habitat. So the light over the habitat is the judgment of an habitat. How well to use your land. I hope I'm talking to you. So the priest holds and custodes the secret of their habitation. It is when you get into the land, put my name there. Put my name. For my name is holy. Make the land holy. That land holy, make it God's. Make it according to my name. That's why you see, One of the holiness of the land is plant for 6 years. Don't plant on the seventh year. Because God hates the aggression and the passion, ambition. Not just the recklessness only. A tango for recklessness, but the ambition. Or your ambition as a man to make it one more should not be put on that land. God must see resting, not restlessness, not haste. Haste should not be the thing driving that land. Haste is unholy, because he that believeth shall not make haste. Haste is a foreign entity. It came up from the devil. A time became Satan, a cherubim that used to be as peaceful as a baby, became restless. When you are restless, you'll be violent. Sin, is it because of something you have filled thy midst with violence? Satan has been overworking himself. So you can see that he is no longer resting. He has left glory. He's doing too much. When any man is not resting in ministry. Okay, projection. We have to be big. We have to hit this one. We have to do that one now. Okay, okay. Take over that place. Take over this one. Okay, plant our church quickly. Have we planted it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Send pastor, send. No, pastor, this thing could not go. Okay, send somebody quickly. Quickly, send somebody. Soul is not resting. He wants to expand. The way businesses are expanding. When I see a pastor that is restless, I will move away far from him. He's ugly. He's unclean. He's... See that this is... You know when you come near it, it has a foul air. It's hellish. When I know you are powerful, be at rest. See me. What did he call to? What did he say to come and wash your kidney? Say it again, every one of you. That's the name of the camp. Hello, sir. It is not EGFM. Oh, don't think it's going to be a EGFM national camp something. No, it's Wasini. We've already named it. Nobody will know who owns it. It's Wasini. It will be hidden. So anybody who is thinking, what's in me? Resort. Ye that are heavenly, come all of you that labor. Come and do what, sir? Somebody put labor on men. It's high time to make them. Heavenly man does not labor. You can, when you are laboring, the labor we do is different. It's a labor of God. Labor of God. I am laboring, I'm doing a labor that will bring me to rest. Labor that will lead, give me rest. The labor that will give me rest is a structure. That will ward the way, haste, spirit of suggestion. Who will talk to him? I hear man, no. Spirit that will give me discernment against spiritual wickedness. Who sent arrow of wickedness? I'll be able to quench it. That's of wickedness. Hello? You should be able to get into a state where you be like God. Nobody can arrest your rest. To put you in an unrest. So you can see, there's what is called arrest. What is mean of arrest? To stop you from. Every morning when you wake up, you're an everlasting man. and you have rest in your soul, they want to stop your rest. Chamblom, they will throw one blom blom spirit. Blom blom, God blow thought. Hey! Ogunde. But just tell the devil, since you are blom blom, you'll be punctured. Anytime blom blom come, what do you do, sir? Are we blessed today? Are we sure? Am I sure you are blessed? I'm taking you through the route of being blessed. Amen. Can we say amen? I think the major thing has been said. I know it's still remaining. It may. So I saw something. I don't know, maybe it's for this. I thought God was just showing me, but what makes an heavenly man is, I'm talking about the heavens of God. Let's say Jesus passed into the heaven itself. Jesus has gone into heavens. Book of Hebrews, hallelujah, chapter 4. Amen. Seeing then that we have an high priest, great high priest that is passed into the heavens. Pastor Lady, can you tell me why this passed? What do you think? Not just tell, I'm not asking a question. Out of your own thought, of your treasure, let's eat out of your blessing. Are you listening to me? Why did he pass into the heavens? Great high priest. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Daddy, sir.
Yes.
He was showing, I feel, according to what you have taught us, that the Lord was showing us the example of Jesus, how he pierced, like you said, he started from earth.
Thank you.
And he pierced into heavens. That's the progression of our life. And it's an example for us to follow into the heavens.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Pastor. Who wanted to add? Any thought, I'm not talking about just anything about. This is the ground is thrown open for expansion. This is cool. Amen. Praise God.
So, to add to what Pastor has said, these heavens that he passed into are the heavens of God.
Amen.
Himself. Hmm. And as the great high priest, he passed into the heavens so that with the materials of these new heavens, it can purge our souls of the perverted heavens that we have trapped.
Amen. Pastor Mike, thank you for putting it to right words. Larry, do you want to share something with us? Because in face you are weak, you are little, but in songs you are terrible. He doesn't talk too much, he doesn't preach.
Oh, praise God. I'm just looking at the scripture that precedes this one. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul, spirit, joint and marrow, discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. According to what you've taught us, that I think there was a time you were teaching about those thoughts and intents being things, that they are beings. So somewhere when I'm thinking about the high priest that is passed into the heavens, I believe he trapped thoughts. It trapped things. This heaven that is not the present heaven, it trapped the heavens in God into himself for him to be worthy of one that can now inherit those heavens. Now, it's called the great high priest. So, he then trapped an institution like a profession for us all to enroll in so that we can end up in the same place.
God, thank you. Thank you. Amen. Shout out. I think are they not preaching it well? Okay, is anybody, anything that comes into your... Thank you. Okay, give it to Pastor. Oh, yes. So, Pastor, like, you're not the one, sir. Okay, go ahead. I'd like you to say something.
As Pastor Larry was saying something, I just dawned on me, maybe to tie a little to the prophecy that went ahead initially.
Yeah.
That verse 12 that he was reading, that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So I began to see that the high priest that passed into the heavens, he actually entered into that the divisions of the mystery of God.
Okay.
That he also here, that's that the mommy was talking about the mystery of God yesterday, the word of God,
the blood of God,
and then the testimony that he actually passed into all of it.
Yes, sir.
And trapped it, that what he became high priest for us is to be able to officiate that, to divide it for us.
That is what I want to teach here. Yeah. So those heavens. So there are two heavens. Say it to me. Say it again. We have habitat and inhabitant. One is superior to the other. When God says heaven, is it talking of person? Or is it talking of who? The place. He says of the earth. When God says earth, most of the time is referring to people. So there's the real head. So it is the shell of shell materials that they use in making habitation. But the core material is what they use in making the habitants. So you can see the devil, we always want creature to fall into creation. Someone who the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, his kingdom roulette over. Then the next, bless the Lord. They didn't mention third heaven, they're mentioning beings. Who are they, sir?
Heavens.
Okay. Excel in strength, creatures. So they are heavens. Revelation 12. When the dragon fell, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that what's down there. Then woe to us, the inhabitants of the earth. So the word heaven is a spirit. The meaning of heaven. Heaven is not a plane. A plane is designed to adapt to a name. A meaning of heaven means if. If. H-E-A-V is Eve. So there's what is called Eve offering. Separate. An Eve offering in the scripture is an offering of tithe. When all the Israel bring all their tithes, they give it to the priest, to Levite. The Levites don't touch tithe. The priest does not touch tithe. All the priest offering goes to Uzzah. What, sir? All the tithes go to the priest. Then the priest take the tenth of the offering. So when we say tithes and offering, it's not the offering you give on Sunday. It's the tithe of tithes that they refer to as offering. Tithes and offering. Tithe, you don't get me, do you get me? So what is offering, son? The tenth of tithes belongs to Aaron and his house. If there are about 1 million, priests, Levites, the house of the priest will be small. So give them tenth of all the things that come in. That is what is called Eve offering. It's heavenly. Eve it up. The word Eve means separated upward. Is a higher tithe. It's no longer a tithe. It has become an offering. So they call it, what do they call it, son? Eve offering. Say that to me. Shout it, everyone. So anytime God is making an heaven, what is he doing? It's even. When God made earth, what did he do? He heaved it up and put firmament for and call it heaven. Meaning is anything that is more exalted is high and holy. So holy is to pitch and height above what, sir? Above the normal, or above the place you began from. Take it up. So, and heaven is a superior thought from the maker. After he has finished a plane, he thought, okay, let's raise it higher. Make him higher. So, works of his dominion, they are higher than the earth. Seraphims are higher than Eve of works of dominion. Cherubims are Eve of the seraphims. Then God has to be more separate than them. So he heaved himself up. They call him the Most High. Meaning the Most High. The one that is heaved higher. Then Satan used that word. I will exalt. So exalt. The word, real word Eve is exaltation. To exalt. So to exalt is to make holy. So that's why it's an abomination for you to exalt yourself. Because it's only a God thing. It's only God. It's exclusively God's work to raise. It is God who separates. That's why Saturday is stronger than any of the day. The Lord separate it, bless it, and hallow it. So oh, it's a heavenly man. What are we talking, sir? Exalted man. Thank you. A man that has been exalted. Religion can't get it done.
At all.
Fasting can't do it. And can I say something? You can't climb into these heavens yourself. That's why they send an high priest to call us up. No man taketh this honor unto himself. As a he called of God. As was Aaron. It means even Christ did not glorify himself by me calling his way. But what he that said to him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. And in another place he said, thou art a priest forever. So you don't take the honor of heavens to your hand. Satan was saying, I will exalt. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will ascend above and sit upon the mountain of congregation. I will exalt my throne above the heights of the cloud. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. I will ascend. Isn't that what ascend? That ascend. Say ascend.
Ascend.
Shout it, every one of you.
Ascend.
Say I will be. Say I will be. Like who? He wants to be like the Most High. But he can never be like. Is deceiving himself. Do you know my pain? Ask me, what is my pain? How can an angel with that high status think poorly in his mind? That nature does not change by yourself. All the time he's thinking that thought is becoming more evil. That the key to exalt is in the hand of the exalter. In fact, the name for God in the ancient language is called placer. It is God is the one who set in places. It is his duty. It is his honor. You can't take it from God. You can't, no man exalt himself. If God is not calling you, don't go up. Don't go up. That's why don't force certain doors of realms to open. At times some people do things, they have check in their spirit. Maybe fasting, praying. And God said, this guy you have, I'm not calling you. The key is obey God. Obedience. Obedience is the key to exaltation. Not so? Obey him. He obeyed God. Even the death of the cross. Well, for God, at what? And what did he give to him?
Amen.
Pastor, say it to me. Can you put frame highly exalted in another words?
Highly exalted in the high priest.
Beautiful. Who can help me? Anybody can help me. Okay, my son wants to help me.
Okay, I think to be premierly elevated.
Premierly elevated. God, this is beautiful. Like you have children here that are deadly. They are like you. Premierly elevated. Can I put my own words? Say, highly. What, sir? It is highly heaved up. Highly heavenly. So much better than the angel. Highly heaved. So they heaved, meaning they gave him heavens that the angels does not have. They gave him the heavens of God. They gave him the heavens of God. Pastor, okay? They gave him heavens of God on earth. So every heavens, when you see an heaven, is actually a plane of doctrines. Not so? I don't know. Do you get me? What did I say? So they are slabs of learning. They are tableland of secrets. Things are there. There are laws governing them. So God kept things in each heavenly realm. Doing them makes you them. Say it again, sir. So, Pastor, okay, in other words, in each heaven there are statutes there. Statutes. Say statute. Ordinance are in heavens. God was talking to Job concerning the ordinances of heaven. What are the ordinances of heaven? Orion, stars, Pleiades. It means those things mean something. The stars, what are they? They are orders. They are statutes. So, those stars are laws written in heaven. So, all of the galaxies, they are all places of learning. Doctrine is in those stars. Because the heaven utterly, every day uttereth what's that? Morning by morning. So, they are saying things that people should know and should hear. He said, heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament sheweth his handiwork, day unto day uttereth speech. And night after night sheweth knowledge. So it's not wasted. It's our Bible. Are you getting me? If you can read them. Romans say, for God showed it unto them. God can show you what these things are. This is what God showed them, Job. They learned these things. So a man can imbibe heaven. Say it again. You can look like, you can become an inhabitant of what's that? Of heaven. You can be higher than second heaven. When seraphim sees you, they will respect you. They know this one has things we don't have. Your elemental frame can change more than those people in heaven, those creatures in this present heaven that should go away. If you take the things Christ Jesus is saying, which word will never pass away? Heaven and earth will pass away, but outer of what I say will not pass away. So you will not pass away, but rather thou remainest. Thy years shall not fail. So some people are not seeing the years of my soul, body, failing yet. Maybe it's I'm growing up, body is failing, but my soul, because those substances are directly magnetic to it. My soul is taking things. I know my soul has changed. I don't live here. I live here, but I don't live here. I'm seeing you here, but you don't stay here. At least anybody in this church that is here in Ikorodu, you go to the market to buy pepper, to buy heron, to buy meat, to buy fish. But your soul is not here. By doctrine, there has been a separation. Is there anybody saying no? So there is a way you think. Pastor Laide, we've not seen church. We're about to see churches. What are churches? High heaven dwelling among men. Give them time. They can take everywhere. Yeah. Even the earth, the element will submit to them. When soil see a real heaven, soil will begin to bow. You don't know what is in your feet. You don't know what is in your feet. If when you obey God, elements, things will begin to bow to you. Things will worship you. It's true. It's not sir. God will put them on subjection. On if world to come, new heaven and new earth will be under your feet. You ask me, why did I say, oh, thank you for all the things you give to me. Awesome, you preach to me things I know. I've heard something lovely like Larry preached to me. Why did I say he passed into the heavens? Why did he have to pass into the heavens? He can no longer live here. He can no longer stay here. What does he have, sir? He has heavenly ember. He's been embellished with an heaven. So much better. Passed into heavens. Moved into heavens. So, Pastor Moses, our joy is that my name is where? What does that mean by my name is written in heaven? Participator on heavens. So when they think of heavens, we should think of you. Amen. That idea that when I get to, they will call you a roll call. Shegun, Yeko. Amen. When you are there, by the time you are sent, people will see you. Those you are here. And while some people are going, they see Shegun. Eh? Shegun is written in heaven. Shegun is heavenly. Now, it's more than that sense. It's more than written in heaven means raised in heaven. You're already raised in heaven. I'm not the one who said it. Church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. Jesus said, rejoice rather, for your names are what, sir? Some people's names are not in heaven. They are not in heaven. That's why you should, when you know the joy of these things, you hate malice. You hate getting angry anyhow. You hate being jealous. Ah! Jealous soul, no, they stay there. Now, if you know these things are so. Now, these are the things, the commandments that I keep. You know, some people fight with their husband to take 3-6 days. They will have cleaned their name. Am I lying to you? As I'm talking, please don't go back to me. I'm not joking. It's serious. If you know the damage that occurs, either you break flow. I want to make you sad. Anytime you break commandment. I'm not saying condemn yourself. Be sad that you are losing life. Some people, it doesn't matter to them. You know, somebody can get hungry and fight for a long time. They don't fight in heaven. Brethren don't fight each other. You wrestle against spirits. It means the sign that you have ascended is that you are fighting spirit, not man. You're not warring with men. Fighting against flesh and blood. It's the soul of the arisen beings with who are written in heaven. There is a realm. Jesus attained the earth walk of the head, but there's another walk beyond the head. There's an heaven that you can perform. They call it your work you give to me on the earth. There's another heaven which is glorious. Extremely glorious. It's the heaven of the quickening spirit. Decisively, there are two major heavens. I'm not dividing it as all the three heavens there are. I want you to have it in the back of the mind how God taught me. When we talk about high heavens, there are two of them. The everlasting realm. And what again? Which is the eternal realm is the world heavens of the quickening spirit. Say that, son.
Eternal realm is the heavens.
That's what Jesus was made into. All heavens are spirit realm. Is the realm. And all the habitations of heaven are spirit. All then, are you dwelling in heaven? He said, what you are made into to dwell in an habitation, you must be made a spirit. A spirit. A spirit. A spirit. Say it.
A spirit.
Say it again.
A spirit.
Say it again.
A spirit.
Again.
A spirit.
As you go, a spirit. As exalted. So when they are even heavens, what are they even? A spirit. So when God is doing separation, is distilling spirit. Is distilling spirit. Is pulling spirit. Is drawing spirit out of spirit. That's, God is a master of glory. When they say God is a spirit, what kind of spirit is that? If he's a spirit and he's still God of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you know you can know the glory of the spirit that the Father is. So they want to give it to you. Say that. He maketh mean angel spirits. That's all. So those who are above angels, who are they? They are spirits. So who is Jesus? A quickening spirit. That's all. What kind of heaven is Jesus? And heaven that does not appear is not of this realm. You cannot explain it. It's a different heaven. It's a different heaven. Are we blessed?
Yes, sir.
I remember when that heaven opened. You saw it in the new heaven. And Jerusalem came down. When it came down with the climate of that spirit's world. Did you see the tree growing there? The tree of life. What kind of tree is that? What kind of nature of that tree is that? Different climate entirely. A tree bearing all manner of fruit. That tells you it's beyond your constellation, beyond your thought. Your thought tree, your mind thinks in three dimensions. But there are dimensions beyond your solid measures. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
There can be 6 dimensions, 7 dimensions, 8 dimensions. Unending. So, you don't have. Imagine 4 living creatures. Their head is in 4 directions. There is high on top of here. They are seeing up. Their leg is high. What of the one who created them? That's why we say the thought, who created God? You don't know what it is. It's death to you. But he has the answer. is another thing entirely. It's another breakthrough of thinking. Who created God? That is not for creature to think. Then you can understand when God is calling life, there are certain things you don't see, you don't know. The ones that are known for you, give glory to God for it. Are you blessed today?
Yes, sir.
Tonight, have we seen glory in church today?
Yes,
glory should be in the church, world without end, throughout all the ages. Amen. There should be glory in the church. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3. Let's read it together. Have I ministered to you today?
Yes, sir.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, what without end. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It means that you should be leading the world without end. The glory in the church is world without end. Amen. That will span throughout all ages. Do you see the glory in the church? Do you like the glory in the church? So when you come to church, this is the thing you should be touching, interfacing with, learning, imbibing, being trained into this glorious being, coming into this estate. Glory in the church. Glory in the church. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
All of you are looking at me. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you don't want to go home. Amen. Me, I'm pitying you saints. You say amen.
Yes.
Then there is glory in the church.
Yes.
That's why you're not getting tired. Say world without end.
World without end.
Amen. You know, as we go deeper into these things, we don't want it to end. Teach people world without end. Amen. The world that is ending is what people carry in their soul. After I do this one, get this one done, guess what? I build my house, I build my this, then envision my, then actually sometime then I build where I will die. That's world without, with end. World without end. You live beyond here. Break into a sphere of endlessness. It's possible. Is the admittance God has called us into. If we are called to come into the obtaining of the glory of God, not so. That's what God, he has called us to, glory and virtue. Praise God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I don't know, have I been able to deliver heavens into your to a measure? So heaven is a law. Heaven is a place. Heaven is a state. Heaven is a statue. You have statues in heaven. You can eat of the good of the land. You can eat in what God placed in each heaven. The tree, the fruit, the things there. You can be blessed of heavens. You can eat the corn of each heaven. You can eat it. God told Jacob. Isaac told Esau. He said, I have sustained Jacob both with corn and wine. He will not just have heaven as a dew and fatness of the head. But I have sustained him. I've given him the substance. Are you getting me? That the dew will rest upon you. You will get fatness of the head. But corn, bread, and wine, I have taken it from you. But he owns the bread. He holds the wine. Therefore, he's blessed. As Abraham came to Melchizedek and said, blessed with bread and wine. Anybody we sustain with those things, that's what we are doing now. I am sustaining you with bread, with corn and wine. Everyone say corn and wine. Flesh and blood. Flesh and blood. Say flesh.
Flesh.
Who is flesh? The body of God. What of the wine? The blood of God. That is what the dew should fall on. Isaac was careful when blessing his son. He only blessed him with heaven and fatness of the earth. He removed the corn because that's where the thing is. That's the blessing. Those are the two things. Bread and wine. Say it again. Bread and wine. Shout it, every one of you. We have eaten bread. We have drunk wine. When anybody is sharing with you about the temple of God, the persons of God, the things of God, the heavens of God. Don't you know the body of God is heaven? When I say spiritual body, say it, son.
Spiritual.
Or celestial body is an heavenly body. It means the body is made up of heavens. Some kind of materials of heaven. Our own body, the celestial body, is made up of the new heavens. New heavens. So if we have celestial body, then there's what is called celestial soul. And they are all in the scripture. You can move those things into your members. We can move the things into your member. I say you can move the things into your member. I just, when I was standing, when my wife was ministering, I said, it's really, oh, people can inherit heavens. People can it's a free thing. People can inherit heaven. I'll be stupid enough that the Bible is lying. If people are becoming earthly and people are becoming carnal, then you can inherit heaven. It is doubt, it's unbelief that is making you think you can become heavenly. And I'm not seeing it, just wait. You will appear. I say you will appear. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, you will appear with him. Where? In glory. I said, glory is your own in this church. I said to you, I preach it, I say it to you again. Keep on being glorious. Keep on being glorious. I say, I will be glorious. I will remain glorious. I will go into glory. I will fellowship with glory. I will inherit glory. I will become glory. Amen. Are you blessed? I want to say to you, don't be afraid of heaven. For the fact that you are heavenly, that doesn't mean you won't play here. You won't watch football. You won't laugh. You won't enjoy yourself. You won't get married. We can marry. The only thing is this body. Are you getting me? When we change our body, it's not for marriage. So the residue of our years is after the bodies are changed. Amen. Praise God. Somebody will say, okay, let me slow down small. Don't enter into these heaven things. Let me enjoy. You are cheating yourself, I'm telling you. When you marry, you need to put your wife in an heaven. You know, say when you put meat inside fridge, it no go spoil. If you put him outside heaven, your wife will give you trouble. If you don't want any corruption, what happened? Keep him in the fridge. Freezer of heaven. Everyone say freezer of heaven. Freeze your wife with heaven. You know, women like cold, they like cozy area. This is cold. And then give her AC. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we blessed? God will empower you. It will move you forward financially. It will increase you and place you in a state of rest. Corruption is not your inheritance here. Is there anything disturbing you? Is anything actually, fighting you? Is anything that is warring against you? Things that are disobedient in your body, I rebook them today. I say, receive your healing.
Amen.
In your body.
Amen.
Can we do a method of receiving healing? Tell your body, adjust to life.
Adjust to life. Body, adjust to life.
Say it again.
Body,
why should I be praying with you as if I'm praying with somebody who is there? I'm talking. Imagine I've talked to people. And have you not changed? Do you lack power? Then talk to your body yourself. Talk to your system. Talk to your body. Talk to your body. Rebook fear. Fear. Fear, you're a stranger. Fear, you're a stranger. Get out of my body. Get out of my mind. Amen. There are people here, maybe 2, 3, 4. Satan is telling you will soon die. Let me see your hand up. Don't fear. Hallelujah. Stand up. You see them putting fear inside of you. As from today, I want to tell you, you will live over and over. Satan will be tired of you. You see, this word that I've spoken to you sets you free. Go home with it. I said, go home with it. Speak to your fear that you are no longer in bondage. Can I say something? The best way, don't be afraid of physical death. It's nothing. Then hold death right now in your hand. Hold death in your hand and tell death, I have a lot to learn. I'm not leaving the earth because I'm not afraid because I've not married. So that's not the issue. I have a lot to learn. Therefore, you must subject yourself to the will of God. I am not living here to enjoy life. That's not will of God. I have found purpose for living. Therefore, oh stranger, I subject you to the will of God. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I will live and not die to declare. I will declare the works of God. I have first walk, last walk, book walk, Christ walk. I have sanctuary walk. I have dominion walk. Stone. Try stone. Precious stone. Cornerstone. Sure foundation. So, walk plenty. That's what I'll be doing here. I get job to do. And you can't stop me. Not so, I'm a living stone. I'm a lively stone. How can you talk to me? I'm not dust. I'm a stone. I was dust. Christ has gathered me together. Amalgamated me together. And galvanized me together. And turned sand to stone. Sedimentary stone. Igneous stone. Metamorphic stone. Pebbles. To precious stone. How can you break me? It's too late. There is an ordinance of stone. We don't break easily. So you cannot be talking to me like dust. I have changed. Can you begin to thank God? Thank God for freedom. Give Him praise. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Sapphire, throne. You're clocking with the throne. You're clocking with the throne. But I know in Shmshuet you are, and he say, wasn't to I in the height, he's in the art, he's in the height. He's a metuent, he's in height, he's in the niat, he's in the height. He's a went to your ways in the art and tear height. To went in the ascent in the height. Into wait in the ascent in the height. Into wait in the ascent in the height. Into wait in the ascent in the height. Even wait from the height. Wait from the height. For there is a weight that came down, even a weight of glory, even a weight of glory shed forth even from the height. Height spoke, height fed, height shed light, and height brought forth even blessings upon souls, blessings upon souls, blessings of the height, glorious glides, glorious sights, glorious conclusions, and glorious deliverances, deliverances, deliverances.
even deliverances as a result of glory, as a result of glory. For joy was shed forth, not only in preaching and teaching, but also in deliverances. There is glory here. There is glory. 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 All blessings came from the glorious one. Even the glorious one. The glorious one. Eyo in shin shin shinite. Of no white in ikite ute white. Is a bin way to wait in the other white. Fukupain etu. Otemeni etu tu. Otemetini etu tu. Fusuetini etu tu. Kosimetu wetini etu tu. For you are sacrificing, saith the Lord Jesus. Your sacrifices are apostolic, even demands that I am putting upon you. Even weight overwhelming upon your soul and upon your flesh. Sacrifices are resounding. Even in glory places. To you. To you. To you. To you. For you. To you. For you. To you. To you. For you. For you. To you. To you. For you. Before you. To you. Coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. I'll come to you. I'll come for you. I'll come to you too. I'll come to you too. I'll come for you. Your sacrifices are resounding in glory places.
Yes.
Show you new mercy. Showing new mercy, showing new mercy, bringing new mercy, I'm bringing new mercy, I'm bringing new mercy. For you see the stirring that I am stirring in your heart, even in your spirit. They look like things impossible for the time being now. They look like things you feel should occur. Yes, from now. But saith the Lord, Oyenoyaka. Oye no ka kola note, oka kola nalete, oka luka, oka leka, oka lumakuka, oka la mukakuka, oka lumikaka, oka la mo, oke lemu, oka lama, oka la mu, oke luma, oka lume, oka pate, oka pite, oka bata, oka mane, oka bate, oka bata, oka te papa, oka mate papa, oka baba baba, oka baba baba, okomba baba baba, okomba baba, okomba baba. There are things in the heart of the Father, even things that seem impossible at this time now for to achieve. According to that, which are ordinances of my word, but you find them in your spirit. You find them knocking the door of your spirit. I'll do it.
Amen. Everybody shout hallelujah. Thank you for everything. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. God bless you, sir. No, no. Stand up. Stand up, sir. Thank you. Jesus did it, not me. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number, May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.